Well, sticking with the health theme, the field of arterial graft surgery, in other words, bypasses and that kind of thing, looks set to make a big leap forward this week, thanks to a breakthrough by scientists in America. There's a paper which is in the journal Science Translational Medicine. It's by Shannon Dahl and her colleagues, and they're based at a North Carolina company called Humacyte, and they have described a method for making very effective arterial bypass grafts, which are artificial. Now, let me explain what we mean by this. Sometimes blood vessels are either injured by trauma or they're injured by disease and they need to be replaced. So when you have a blockage to a coronary artery supplying your heart, for example, sometimes one way to treat that is to make a bypass around the blocked bit of artery by borrowing a blood vessel from the leg, or occasionally when you have other bits of vessels that need bypassing, you have to put in an artificial graft. But not all vessels can be treated in this way, and sometimes patients' own vessels, like veins in their legs, are not suitable for this kind of purpose. So you need some kind of replacement vessel. But the ones that have been made up until now are very poor performers. In fact, they only stay patent open for about 3 years, if you're lucky, in about 25% of cases. So in other words, the majority, 75%, will fur up in less time than that, which is not very good news for the patient. But what this group do is ingenious. So they take a chemical which is called polyglycolic acid, PGA. It's a biocompatible material, and they make a tubular scaffolding out of this. They put it into a nutrient solution, and they seed it with smooth muscle cells, the kind of cells you normally find in the walls of arteries in a human, and they incubate it in this environment for 7 to 10 weeks. And these smooth muscle cells grow all over this scaffold, eating it away as they do so, and what you end up with is this muscular tube of tissue. Now, you could implant that into a person, but then there would be cells in there that are not compatible with the person you're putting it into. So how do you deal with that? Well, what they do is to flush the tube through with a detergent solution, and this decellularizes it. It destroys all the cells, and that leaves behind just a tube of connective tissue that the muscle cells have made, which turns out to be incredibly strong. In fact, the burst pressure for these vessels is about 3,000 millimeters of mercury. Now, to put that into perspective, even someone with a lifestyle like mine would struggle to manage a blood pressure of about 200 millimeters of mercury as their systolic. So that's at least 10 to 15 times higher than the pressure that most arteries in the body would encounter. They made vessels which were bespoke for baboons and cats and dogs, and they were able to implant them into those animals and demonstrate they remained patent, open for long periods of time. And the other interesting thing is that when you implant these vessels, and the ones they made were about 6 millimeters in diameter, so that's a reasonable sized artery, the cells that normally line arteries are called endothelial cells. Well, they found that they migrated into these grafts and formed a sort of pavement layer on the inside of these grafts, making the inside surface very smooth, and therefore they didn't fur up. So the next step will be to say, well, can we actually do this in human patients? Because there's every reason to suspect that it would be successful.
And I suppose that's also really good news, because traditionally for a bypass, you have to strip blood vessels out of other parts of the body, like the leg. So if you don't have to do that, it means one less element of surgery to perform on the patient.
Some people have veins that are not suitable because they've been affected by, for instance, varicosities. If they've got varicose veins, or the surgery's already been done, or they have infections, for example, you can't use that tissue. So sometimes there just isn't a supply of tissue, or you've already used the tissue and you need some more. People who are undergoing dialysis for, say, renal replacement therapy, if they've got a renal problem, they need to have arteriovenous fistulas made, where you have a connection between an artery and a vein, and you need to keep accessing it. And if you keep on accessing normal tissue, eventually it furs up. So a thing like this that could be put in place could provide a ready access to a big source of blood, so that kind of thing became much easier to do in future.